KFYO at 809, good morning. Hope that day is going well for you. Shallow Water, Texas, about 10 miles yonder west of the thriving metropolis of Lubbock. Happy birthday, 100 years old. We hear the bones creaking from the west, and that's what it is. In the house, there's a guy. His name is Robert Olmsted. He's the mayor of Shallow Water. I was talking to my wife about it last night. She goes, oh, Robbie? It's not Robert, it's Robbie.
That is correct.
Yeah,
that is correct.
You're the mayor, and you brought with you Mayor Pro Tem. His name is Kenny Arnold, right?
Yes,
and
sir.
Kenny, I guess you're the man with the facts. You're the history buff for Shallow Water, Texas. Is that correct?
Well,
he won't own to it, whether true or not.
I always got facts.
Okay. All right. First off, let's get with you, Robbie and Robert, and tell us what's happening this weekend to celebrate the 100-year centennial.
Well, we're going to get together out in the Shallow Water Community Center park area,
okay,
and over at the Senior Citizens Pavilion there at the community center. We've got some fun games and stuff for the younger kids. Patty Jones has been kind enough to open up the tractor museum. Well, that'll be open for us. Xander Luttrell has put together some history items for us, and we'll have a booth there for folks to come in and look at some of the background and opportunities for the kids to play and have a good time. And then Saturday evening, we're going to have some music in the park, some live music that will be provided by Moyer Sound. Good folks out there.
Wally Moyer's a good guy.
Yeah, Wally's super good and been very helpful to us. Have lots of merchandise and commemorative T-shirts and caps and things of that nature for sale.
Hey, I want to sit there and say something about the tractor museum out there. My father-in-law, for years and years and many years, actually worked for Lubbock County Road and Bridge, and there are multiple lifetimes of work, several hundred, probably thousands of years of experience of people that have helped assimilate this thing and put it together. And if you've never been out there and you've seen and have not seen it, a lot of people live out in Shallow Water. They've been there, and it's kind of like one of those things. It's kind of like watching grass grow. Tractor museum. But, I mean, there's a lot more to it than that. Hey, go ahead and belly up to the mic, Kenny Arnold, and tell us about Shallow Water. When did it get started? And what are the high points in history that you would like to share with us today?
Well, Shallow Water began in about 1913. Some gentlemen got together and decided we needed a town site. Most of the town sites around here were established on the railroads because of a distance that the railroads could travel before they had to get water and wood and all every, you know, sort of thing like that. So usually when you go down a railroad, you'll see a town every 10, 12 miles or something like that.
Right.
That's kind of where Shallow Water was established. And these gentlemen all got together and formed what today we'd kind of call a corporation and purchased this land and started a city that they called Ripley. Well, come to find out, the railroad had another town on their route named Ripley. So they decided on another name, which was Shallow Water.
Believe it or not, changing your name to Shallow Water. Yeah, that's interesting.
I like Shallow Water better.
So, 1913. Yeah. What else sticks out in your mind? I mean, you've been there a long time.
Well, been there a while. The reason they called it Shallow Water was to try to tell people that we had water and they could come in and start their agricultural projects, you know, farming and ranching around Shallow Water area.
Right. So, like, the water was abundant and close to the surface, et cetera.
Yes,
okay.
So, it was kind of a draw to get people to come to the area.
Good marketing.
Yeah. There you go. Mm-hmm. Even back then, they had a little marketing going on.
Well, that's still working for you today. Now, I know as far as your school system and stuff like that, it's just it's very, very popular. A lot of people move out for the schools, and you guys have a lot of several state championships under your belt. Actually, you had the guys and the girls both the same
2004.
Year. 2004. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's probably two of the main draws to Shallow Water is our school is an excellent school. It's very progressive. We're building it continuously and keeping things going. And also Shallow Water churches. We have several different denominations of churches in Shallow Water. And the community is growing. because of people, you know, that work in Lubbock and we're close enough to there and they want their children to be in an area such as Shallow Water and go to a school like Shallow Water, and they also participate in our churches and our community activities.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, I remember back in the day, in the early 80s, the only thing really in Shallow Water, you had First State Bank, you had White's Auto Center, which backs up to the railroad, and you had the Circle Burger, Circle K. And that was, aside from the school, it was just, I mean, pretty much everybody did their shopping. You had another bank pop up there recently. Now, here's how you know you've arrived to civilization in the 21st century.
Here we go.
12 days now, you can pull in, push the red button, and they'll say,
right.
Welcome to Sonic.
Absolutely. We're very excited about that. I think that's going to be a really good catalyst for some opportunities for folks to realize that, you know, Shallow Water's out there. Personally, I think Shallow Water's probably one of the best-kept secrets on the South Plains. As Kenny mentioned about our school district, definitely, like I say, back-to-back state champions in 2004, boys, or not back-to-back, I'm sorry, girls and boys.
Same year.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
has that
year.
Even been done before?
Not in Shallow Water.
In the same school? That's incredible.
26 and counting state champions.
Wow.
Just, like I said, very, very impressive. And not just in athletics. Like I say, a lot of the things that go on in Shallow Water are UIL-based as far as academically. And so, and a great push there. We've got some really good things happening, some development and some growth. And I think Truett Garland Construction and Charles Hortz are fixing to start a new push for housing and development. So we're really excited.
Good, good. Hey, thanks guys for coming in with us. And happy birthday to Shallow Water, 100 years old. I'm going to drop one on you from the past. You know, when my wife was 17 years old, she moved out of the house and she was living in Lubbock. And so she would have to commute and go to school. Well, one day, you remember Principal Burl Harris?
Oh, yes.
Her mom called and Mr. Harris had called and said, Burl Harris, looking for Christy. She was tardy to the party. But anyway, I just thought I'd share that with you. 816, good morning.